Constant Wonder Kids is a Constant Wonder podcast.
Hey, Wonder Kids, it's Paige. Do you enjoy listening to music? What about making music? I love singing, playing instruments, and dancing with my family. Creating and enjoying music with your friends is a great way to connect with others. But have you ever thought about making music with animals? Do you think we can even interact with animals through music? I had never thought about it before until one day my dog Griffy discovered the harmonica. A harmonica is a small instrument that you play with your mouth. It sounds like this. One day, as my brother was playing his harmonica in the living room, our dog, Griffy, came and sat right next to him. We didn't think that Griffy was paying any attention until all of a sudden, we heard this. Griffy was howling along with my brother's harmonica, tail wagging. Turns out he was a lot more interested in our music than we thought. Now, Griffy is a pet living in our house. Do you think that people can make music with wild animals?
I'm really interested in how music is one way human beings can communicate with other species, where we don't exactly know what's going on.
This is our friend David Rothenberg. The song you just heard is a recording of him playing his clarinet with a bird called the white-crested laughing thrush. Now, that song might not be the type of music you normally hear, but listen closely. Do you hear how David plays a few notes, and then the laughing thrush responds, almost like he's answering a question? Sometimes music can be different than what you expect.
You listen to what's going on in the world out there. Animals are also making music. And just as a person can sit down and play music with someone from another part of the world, maybe you can't talk to them because you don't speak the same language, you can make music together.
David is a philosopher and artist who spends a lot of his time making music with animals. Today, we're going to listen to his animal duets, or songs that involve two musicians playing together. When you listen to David's animal music, I promise you'll hear songs like nothing you've ever heard before. The first time David played music with an animal, he was invited by a friend to the National Aviary. That's a place that's kind of like a zoo, but just for birds.
I didn't even know America had a national aviary, but it does. And it's in Pittsburgh. And so I was wandering with my clarinet playing along. I felt a little bit ridiculous. And then this one bird got really interested in what I was doing. And later I learned he was a white-crested laughing thrush. This is the moment that got me really interested in playing live with birds, thinking that maybe some interesting thing could happen here. Because this bird reacted in a way very differently than I expected. He kind of engaged with what I was playing and really seemed to perform this kind of duet. And it really wasn't what I thought singing birds tended to do. So it really did surprise me and set me on this quest to put myself in unusual situations where I might make music together with other species.
That's a pretty exciting quest. If you were to want to make music with an animal, what animal would you choose? Birds seem like a pretty good starting place to me because they already spend a lot of their time singing. David clearly agrees because he makes music with lots of different birds. Here's a song that he recorded with a group of musicians and a nightingale, another type of bird. As you listen to the clip, try flapping your arms every time you hear the nightingale sing.
Thank you.
What different musical sounds did you hear in that song? I heard a voice, some sort of string instrument, a clarinet, and of course the nightingale's chirps and trills. It almost seems like the nightingales were taking turns with the human musicians.
Yeah, I mean, the great thing about nightingales is they tend to sing short phrases and leave space to hear what happens, and then they come in again. And, you know, they're supposed to do that to listen for other nightingales defending their territories and establishing their place, maybe competing, maybe collaborating. But they're actually happy to do it when they hear other sounds. They're not only interested in nightingale songs.
When David plays with any animal, he normally uses his clarinet because that's his favorite instrument to play. We wondered how different animals would sing with different instruments. Would they react in other ways?
Probably, but you know, it's just what I happen to play, and I know that these higher, more wind-like sounds appeal to birds. They probably like flutes and piccolos even more, but it depends on the species. You know, if you wanted to attract, say, a cassowary, a large, flightless Australian dinosaur-like bird, can be very dangerous, but maybe a tuba or something vibrating the earth might interest them because they kind of vibrate the ground around.
Here's what a cassowary sounds like.
I wouldn't necessarily recommend playing to cassowaries because they're pretty vicious. They're like, you know, large super ostriches.
Those cassowaries do sound like dinosaurs. I understand why David would be worried about making music with them, especially when they can stand as tall as a basketball hoop. I would definitely be nervous. But David isn't afraid to make music with animals that are big and mysterious. His next duet partner is a great example of that. Give this song a listen and see if you can guess which animal he's playing with.
I wanted to play music along with humpback whales. The easiest place to do that is in Hawaii because the waters are very calm. They just would sort of hang around there during the winter mating and breeding season. They'd be singing for hours on end for many, many weeks. And you go out there and you just like listen, try and figure out what's happening. And then when you're ready, dare to join in.
David makes playing with whales sound pretty simple, but I still have questions. I don't think that you should put on a scuba suit and try to swim around with a humpback. And I certainly don't think that you can play the clarinet underwater. How does David actually make music with whales then?
Well, you broadcast the sound underwater with an underwater speaker, and you listen with an underwater microphone, and you hear this music being made in the undersea world, and you're wearing headphones like I'm doing now, and you kind of join in with it, and it takes you to a whole other place and to an interspecies music that no one animal could make alone. It needs a human and it needs a humpback whale.
What do you think of the whale songs? It might not be the type of music that you turn on when you want a dance party, but I like what David said about it being music from an undersea world. David is an expert at listening to and then joining in with the music of different animal worlds. From birds to humpback whales, he's able to find music in unexpected places and then share it with humans like us. David thinks that there's something special that we can access when we make music with other species.
A lot of people hear about this, they want to know, did the bird imitate you? Did he copy you? That's kind of sort of insulting way to respond to another musician. Why should he want to copy me? Why should I be interested in that? I want to make music together. I want to make some sound together with these animals that could not be made by one species alone.
So maybe the next time you're out in nature and you hear a bird chirp or a bug hum, see if you can make a sound and join in. By enjoying different types of animal music, we can experience whole new worlds.
A quick word for you parents. This is Marcus Smith. I'm host of the Constant Wonder podcast, which is where material for Constant Wonder Kids comes from. We made this episode because Constant Wonder contains a lot of great stuff kids will love too, but you may be wanting more. We've got a whole episode devoted to David Rothenberg, his music and philosophy about creating with the natural world. If you want to hear the entire presentation, go find Constant Wonder wherever you get your podcasts. Look for Season 2, Episode 14. It's called Animal Duets. We actually think you'll love more than just one episode of our podcast. It's an ongoing quest to find awe and wonder in all creation, human or wild, vast or small, the kind of encounters that move us beyond words. Remember when you had time for wonder? Well, we suspect you still do. Subscribe to Constant Wonder on your favorite platform. Constant Wonder Kids was produced by Paige Crumperman-Darrington with sound design by Mitchell Towsley. Constant Wonder Kids is a production of BYU Radio.